than a hip hop album review, Nipsey Hussle Mailbox Money. About damn time I've been requesting this thing. But before we get into the review, make sure you subscribe to BZ430 channel. Make sure you subscribe to Mike Seaton's channel. A lot of stuff that doesn't get reviewed here on Dead in Hip Hop will be reviewed on their solo channel. So make sure you go check that out. Make sure you go subscribe to Dead in Sports. And make sure you go download the joint, man. Dead in Hip Hop put that thing together with Salem Psalms. Dope mixtape. Go download it today. Look, my brothers put me on the Nipsey. I wasn't with the wave from the beginning, but I hopped on Crenshaw, and that was a dope project. And I thought it was a little crazy. He was selling it for $100 a pop, and now Mailbox Money, he sold it for $1,000 a pop. So he's making moves that I don't know no other hip hop artist to be making. But in terms of this project, this album before the album, before his major release debut, I thought that this right here was his best project up to date. From beginning to end, production is on point. It gives you a lot of the new hip hop type of sound, but it also gives you that Cali feel. Like the track he has with Dom Kennedy. You know me, man, I love this joint. I don't even remember the name.
Real nigga moves.
Like to me, that had like a real cool Cali flavor to it. Where Your Money At had a real cool Cali flavor to it. And Nipsey, man, he just brings it from beginning to end. I don't think that he blows anybody away with his lyricism or his flow, but for me, it's his subject matter. And he's a guy that I don't have to question if he lived that life or he's about that life. I think it's apparent. I think his background, you know what I'm saying, everybody that co-signs him, they know that that's his background. So it's not like he's coming out of left field just trying to manufacture these stories, man. He's giving it to you real, and it's honest, and he's giving to you his hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not just rapping about the glorification of violence or drugs and this, that. He's rapping to you about his hustle and how he's making money and the lifestyle he lives. And I like that. And he talks a lot of real stuff. So that's why I relate to him. And like I said, man, this is my favorite Nipsey Hussle project. So I'm definitely waiting for the real album to come out. Some of my favorite joints on here. The intro was really dope. 100 a show with Rick Ross is definitely a favorite. Status Symbol, that's how I knew. Where Your Money At, Real Nigga Moves, Stay Loyal, A Miracle, that's by far my favorite joint on here. That's my favorite. And Overtime, the last one. And the one No Nigga Like Me with Trey the Truth. Trey the Truth killed his verse. That shit was crazy.
This was an okay mixtape. This is actually my introduction to Nipsey Hussle. I've never listened to any of his previous projects. I've always heard of him and everything and hear the buzz about him, but I never like had the time to really just go and listen to a project by his. I never listened to Crenshaw, even though it was a lot of, you know, word about that, about, you know, him selling it for $100 and stuff like that. So when I heard about this one selling it for $1,000, I'm like, a mixtape for $1,000? Like, you know, so of course I didn't want my expectations to go up super high. Like, okay, this better be like, at least I better like it. But you know, it was okay. I think his subject matter get kind of too repetitive at times throughout the project. It's kind of like, okay, money, hustle, cars. And then if you are going to be repetitive like that, at least be a little more interesting as an MC. You know, pull me in. But like you said, he's not like that. So yeah, that's what really was like messing me up. I'm like, damn, you still kind of own that, but I ain't really, you ain't really grabbing. My attention span was kind of getting lost a little bit, but. Some of my favorite tracks on here, though, I like Dom Kennedy, so Dom Kennedy joint is nice. I like the Rick Ross joint. I will say this, though, a lot of the beats, he had a good ear for beats on here. The beats really kept my attention more so than Nipsey Hussle himself, per se. Only a Case joint with a Superfly on the production. I thought it gave me a good West Coast feel. Like you say, I love that genuine West Coast feel that I got on this project. I like 50 Niggas, just because he was kind of least different talking about, you know, real life stuff about you know, the situation's been going on last year with the the Mike Brown stuff, you know, just stuff like that he was touching on. So I'm glad he kind of strayed away. And on Miracle, I think he kind of strayed away from typical subject matter.
Miracle was more personal, him, yeah. like his struggle, yeah, and him not breaking the fold in,
exactly,
because of all of the pressure and everything that you go through street, right, life and trying to make it out. So
right, that was another one that I like because of the subject matter. He switched it up. Mm-hmm. So, but other than that, like I said, this was a cool mixtape. I don't know if I might really revisit it like this. I don't have the replay value for it. It's not really that high. But he's not garbage or whack or none. It just didn't hold my attention that much all the time because the subject matter was just so repetitive. and he wasn't a good enough MC to keep my interest all the time. So, but the production, the beats was nice though. I was cool with some of the beats.
I kind of disagree with you, people. I've heard better from Nipsey, man. I'm kind of like B a little bit. I think his he wasn't very interested on this one. He did okay with the beat selection. I think him over the beats over a period of time. Just after a while, it just became kind of lackluster.
I disagree with you, with you saying that you've heard better Nipsey because, huh? No, well, I'm just saying from my person.
You're wrong.
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I don't see where you're coming from because like Crenshaw, like Nipsey, I understand when people say he's lackluster as an MC. Trust me, I get it because that was my main gripe when I first heard him. And it took me a while to get over that. And trust me, I listened to him. My brothers kept saying, yo, listen, I'm like, man, fuck that. This dude, he doesn't grab me. But just listening to it, like, this project here is his most attention-grabbing project out of all of them. I think people will probably say in the comments, Crenshaw. I think Crenshaw is the only other project that I could put on par with this one. Because the Marathon Continues, those two were dope. But you just must not be a Nipsey fan. Just saying.
You bitch.
That sounded like a shot.
Probably not.
He basically, you know what the fuck you talking about.
I probably just don't really care about Nipsey like people.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know?
He's not for everybody.
It's not that, man. I mean, Nipsey's all right for me. I've listened to his work. I like Crenshaw. I would prefer Crenshaw over this. So I don't think it has anything to do with me as a fan. I think it has to do with me.
So not caring about the facts. You see what he's about to do, right?
Listening to Mailbox Money.
Y'all better start dropping the facts. You know what I'm saying? I'm familiar with
Nipsey. I know Hustle. Nipsey, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I don't know Nipsey.
You know, back in 2005.
I was driving down the street. Fucking cold. And I remember I put Nipsey on. I felt it.
Right.
Tell me I ain't a fan.
Nah, I've listened to all of his projects, going all the way back to the Slauson Boy stuff. So.
I told you it was coming.
Stupid.
I told you it was coming. I know.
I know, boy. Drop that knowledge.
So yeah, I mean, I'm accustomed to Nipsey. I'm speaking on this particular project. It just didn't do it for me. You know, it was just kind of repetitive.
So this is my first time listening to a full Nipsey project. I've heard Nipsey here and there, but he does not, like B, he does not really grab my interest. It's not that he's a bad MC at all. He's not a bad MC. It's just his style, his voice does not grab me and pull me in and keep me. So if it's a feature here and there, I'm like, oh yeah, Nipsey's cool. But a whole project, it's not really my thing. But by the second song, I could see exactly why he likes this shit. This sounds like some shit he would like. Like if I had heard this and he had never heard this, I'd be like, look, Nipsey, you'll like this shit. Because it sounds like fucking riding around music. It's not like the kind of shit you'd be in like a fucking Cadillac, leaning out the window with a blunt. Just, you know what I'm saying? And just riding around just slow. Cause it's real laid back. It's that really chill, cool music. And that does not always grab me. The content here is nothing really new, but I disagree. Like, I don't think it was just about like, you know, I forgot, what did you say it was about? You said like just hustling, money, da da. It sounds like he's motivating. Like when I listen to something like this, it sounds like he, I remember we were saying before how when you listen to Jay-Z, you feel like you're motivated. When I listen to Jay-Z, I just hear bragging. When I listen to this, I actually feel like he's trying to motivate you. And a lot of people that would come off as really corny and cheesy and hokey, but it seems really sincere with him for some reason. Maybe it's just because it's my first time listening to a whole project. Maybe he's always like this, I don't know. But on this, it just sounds like he's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you could do this. You could be this. You could, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that like the line when he says like, if you go broke, don't fuck with me unless if you fuck with me and then it's all good because like we're gonna get it back. You know what I'm saying? So, well,
I believe you.
Just give yeah. I'm just giving you an example. Yeah, yeah. And like another thing I love about Nipsey, he talks about all of that fly shit, but he doesn't talk down to you for not having
that's
it.
That's how it feels.
It's
right.
Always like, yo, I did it. Let's do it. Come on, like right. It's all money in. Let's always be on the move. So that's the thing I love about Nipsey too. But I agree with you.
He doesn't have a very bragging tone to the way he raps. Like I don't, again, like you just said, I don't feel like he's talking down to me. I feel like he's just like, look, this is the shit I got.
Yep.
If you want to get this shit, do what I did.
And you know, part of it has to do with what he did last year and what he turned around and did again this year. You know,
yeah.
It's out that 60 people bought this. You know, and
we all 60,000 one or the
60 people bought a thousand. Yeah, bought a copy of this $1,000 mixtape. Yeah, so think about it. If he's able to take what he read in Contagious by Jonah Berger and take that and flip it and bring it to the hip hop game, flip it and make it work. Yeah, of course he's gonna be motivated by that, and he's gonna try to put people on. It's like he said in I think it was Count Up That Loot. He was like, listen to all this game that I'm putting out here, nigga. Like that, it goes kind of back to what you were saying. So I think that's why you're getting that feeling from him, because he's like, he's trying to kind of teach people to hustle. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, man.
Got it, man. So, I'm here for you.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
After a while, I became disinterested. And that was about maybe after like 5-6 songs. And it wasn't that it got bad. It just became uninteresting to me. And what I mean by that is Nipsey does what he does very, very well. He executes the sound very well. He picks beats that he's going to sound good over. He picks beats that are going to fit the mood of his project very well. It's just that this particular sound doesn't resonate to me. So after about 5 or 6 songs, I just started to tune it out. And again, it's not because it's bad. It's just because this is not really that interesting to me, this sound that he has, because it's very laid back. It's almost like a Currency. You know, Currency isn't necessarily a whack MC. It's just that his style does not interest me. I will say, when it got to Only a Case, that song, immediately, I was just like, okay, this shit is fucking dope. When it went from Only a Case to Where Your Money At, those are the two songs on here that I really felt were the best, because both of those had incredibly dope beats. They weren't super layered or super complex beats. They were just good fucking beats. And the way he wrote those beats was real nice. I agree. 50 Niggas was definitely another one that brought my attention back, because he was rhyming a little bit different on that track. But Trey the Truth, real quick, I thought he sounded weird. I thought his verse sounded like it was like almost like it was underwater or something. Like, it didn't sound right. It wasn't
whispering.
Something. Yeah, it just sounded weird.
Really?
I guess maybe it was because it went from, maybe because it was going from Nipsey to him. Uh-huh. It just, I mean, you could tell they didn't record the same studio. Yeah. Maybe it was just me. I don't know. Yeah. But it wasn't Trey the Truth rapping.
Right.
Because he was doing what Trey the Truth always does. It was just the quality of it sounded a little bit off to me. But yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else to say about this. It's a cool project. It's just not necessarily something that I feel like I would really be in the mood to go back and listen to very often.
Ain't nothing else I can tell you to do, bro.
Keep,
just,
shit,
yeah, just keep.
Just, how you looking?
Yeah, just keep putting that shit out, man. Like I fuck with everything that you done put out. Everything from the Marathon Continues, Crenshaw, this joint right here. I fuck with all four of them projects. So, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with it, man. Just keep doing it.
If this is a mixtape, I am kind of interested to see what you're going to do with an actual album. You know, what if it's going to be a concept, or what sound you're going to go for. Is it still going to be kind of the Nipsey Hustle that you normally do? But I am interested, even though I'm not really interested in listening to this mixtape again, really. But I am interested to see what you're going to do with your debut album, which is you don't know the name of it.
Nah,
I don't know. But anyway, I know, I'm pretty sure somebody in the comments is going to hit us up and let me know what's the name of it. But yeah, I'll check out his debut album, definitely. But going back to listening to Mailbox Money, not so much, but it was still a solid project. Good beats. The features on there was pretty good. But that's about it.
Nipsey, keep doing what you're doing, man. Obviously, you know, since Crenshaw, you definitely came in the game, brought something new and different to the game with the whole social currency thing. And I think that's dope, man. I think you brought a little bit of extra life into hip hop and showing people that, you know, there is ways to make money in this, if you just have to be creative and find interesting ways of doing it. This project isn't whack. It's just not one of my best projects from you, and that's pretty much it. So overall, man, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. It's obviously working, and you know, much success to you.
It's a cool project. I couldn't tell him to change anything, because I'm not his core audience, and he already has a very good following. So shit, ain't nothing to change. He's doing very well for himself. So keep doing what you're doing, Nipsey. I definitely think that offering the whole $1,000 angle is cool, because it's letting people know that hip hop is not stupid. Hip hop is innovative, and since y'all are not willing to go out there and pay $9.99 for a dude's album, he's gonna find another way to make his money. And I think this is a great model. I'm not saying everybody else should try this, but Nipsey's doing very well with it. So yeah, I mean, that's really it. If you like riding around with your hand out the window, smoking on the joint, you know what I'm saying? Can a young nigga in the six roll up and get his dick sucked? I love that line. But yeah, if that's the kind of shit, man, this is rap your alley.